Hi again, and welcome back to Tool Time,
where we continue our look at antique tools.
These beautiful handcrafted antique tools came from a time when more power meant manpower.
Now over here we have two pedal-powered machines. This happens to be a pedal-powered scroll saw.
Over here is a lathe. Let me show you how this works. Take a seat here. Now say you're making a table leg.
You're making a table leg.
Like an exercise bike. While you're shaping your leg.
Your leg's getting shaped.
Now over here, we have an old rope-making machine. You simply turn the crank, and three pieces of twine become one piece of rope.
On the time before television, the families would sit around the rope machine and watch Knots Landing. Tell us about this, Al.
Well, this is an old hog oiler.
Now, how does this compare with the one in your mom's house?
You see, the way these work is the hog comes up and it rubs against the rollers like so. And the skin becomes moist.
So the hog actually looks at this as kind of a ointment.
Well, here's another tool I'm hog wild about. This is an antique sausage stuffer.
Very simple. The casing goes on this end. Put your ground up meat in here. Push the plunger down, you get yourself custom-made kielbasa.
Very few moving parts. It's a nice, well-made tool. Well, that's it for antique tools.
Whoa. Not so fast. You think we'd end this segment without me showing the audience how I make my own personal brand of sausage?
I prayed.
Well, I got an old Taylor family recipe. Put the meat in the hopper up here. I use a lean pork shoulder. A little bit of garlic, onion, chives, and then to make it spicy, I go with a little cayenne pepper. I guarantee spicy with that. Jalapeno pepper, a little chili pepper.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a little tough on the tummy.
Way ahead of you, Al. I've got some secret ingredients to help prevent that. All right. I go with a little bit of Maalox. A little bit of this pink stuff just for a dash of color. How about that? Just a touch of gas be gone. Boom. And a little bit of Beano, a soupçon of Beano. And just for safety's sake, I wouldn't eat this stuff near an open flame.
Yeah, 4 o'clock is great. Thank you. Bye. All right. I got that interview for the research job in the psych department.
The place where you work in the basement with no windows for no pay?
Yes. God, I hope I get it.
I got it.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to speak to the man or the woman of the house.
I'm the man of the house.
May I ask what you're currently using to solve your tough cleaning problems?
His mother. What have I told you about talking to solicitors, Brad? You want to be as warm and friendly as possible. I'll handle this.
But Dad.
Brad?
Look, I go to Lakeside High, stop by sometime. It's filthy.
Well, it's awful cold out there. Why don't you step inside?
Thank you.
What are you selling?
Liquid Wonder. The amazing new multi-purpose dirt destroyer. It cleans grease, woodwork, patio furniture, mini blinds, and oh, so much more.
I got a whole case of bin for cleaning the garage.
But Liquid Wonder has fast-acting sodium metasilicate.
Wow. What is that?
The most potent cleaning ingredient the government will allow on the market.
My God bless America. I'll take one.
Just one?
Case?
That will be $40.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, $40 for a case of this cleaner, it's a steal.
That's a steal, all right.
What's that supposed to mean?
Tim, that woman flirted with you. Just so you'd buy her product, you totally fell for it.
I didn't fall for anything. I just wanted some good cleaner and to help my country.
You have a whole garage full of Benford cleaner.
Yeah, but not like this, honey. This is the most powerful cleaning agent approved for use during peacetime.
Would you have bought all that cleaner if it had been a man at the door?
Yeah, as long as it had sodium Metamucil in it.
Hi, has Jill Taylor come out of her interview yet? Because she's giving me a ride home. I'm running late. I'm always running late. I don't know what it is with me.
I'm the receptionist. I don't care what it is with you.
Patty.
Yeah?
It went well. They're going to bring me back to meet Dr. Matthews.
Oh, well, you're a shoo-in. You know more about psychology than half of the professors here. How do you know so much about abnormal behavior?
Have you met my husband? If I get this job, not only will I get to work with Dr. Matthews, but my name will be on a research paper.
I hate to tell you, but your name is also going to be on a speeding ticket.
Oh, no. I can't believe this. I have never gotten a ticket.
Good evening, ma'am. May I please see your driver's license and registration?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely, sir. It's here somewhere. Let me see. Glasses. Hairbrush. Coupons. Tic Tac?
Just a license and registration.
I'll have a Tic Tac.
Ma'am, I clocked you at 75 miles an hour. The maximum speed limit is 65.
I understand, officer. I am so sorry. I never speed. It's just that I was so excited about this job interview I just came from. If I get this job, my name will be on a research paper on the effects of adolescent antisocial behavior on interfamily dynamics. But I guess you've heard that story a thousand times.
Just tonight.
Officer, I know this isn't standard procedure, but could you possibly find it in your heart to just let me off with a warning? Officer, I will never speed again.
You think you can really be more careful from now on?
I promise.
Well, I guess I can make an exception and let you off just this once.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Don't mention it to anybody.
Oh, no. Good night. Boy, was that lucky.
Luck had nothing to do with it. He would have let you off with a dead body in the back.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that incredible job of flirting you just pulled off on that cop.
Oh, it's not flirting.
Oh, you weren't flirting. What was the hair flip thing about?
My hair was in my face.
What about you flashed your butt to get your license? What about that?
I was just reaching for my purse. Rick,
and how about when you gave him those helpless little girl eyes? Officer, I'll never speed again.
Oh, my God, you're right. I was flirting.
Yeah, you were brilliant.
I can't believe I did that. I just had this big argument with Tim about how disgusting it is when women manipulate men that way. God, I hate myself.
Well, I hate you, too. I tried to flirt my way out of a ticket once. I got another one for indecent exposure. I don't want to talk about it.
Why do we have to clean all day?
Because I like a clean house.
No, because you got suckered into buying 40 bucks of lemon-scented water.
Lemon-scented water with sodium metal silverfish in it. No, come on, cool it dry.
Good evening again.
Officer.
I hate to disturb you, Mrs. Taylor, but I accidentally walked off with your driver's license and registration.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wait, officer. I've been thinking a lot about what happened today, and I'm really angry at myself for what I did.
Good. Then you won't speed the next time.
No, wait. I know this is unusual, but I would feel a lot better if you just go ahead and give me that speeding ticket.
Sorry, ma'am. If I give you a ticket, then I'll have to give a ticket to everybody who wanted one.
There is an explanation.
And I'm dying to hear it, you know? To the untrained ear, this is going to sound ridiculous, but it sounded like you were begging a Michigan State trooper to give you a speeding ticket.
I wasn't begging. I was just asking for what is rightfully mine. I was speeding, and he let me over the warning.
Ah! So you invited him over here in the hopes that he'd reconsider.
No, he was bringing me back my driver's license.
Huh? There's some part of the picture missing here.
Okay, Tim, I flirted to get out of the ticket.
Really?
Really? I'm worse than the liquid wonder woman.
No. She was flirting to sell cleaner. Your flirting brought down the entire criminal justice system. Congratulations.
Tim, it was entirely subconscious. I'm ashamed of what I did.
Don't be ashamed of it. You give the guy a wink and you keep our insurance rates down. I wish I could do that.
What are you talking about?
If I had great legs, I could drive as fast as I wanted to.
You are entirely missing the point.
The point is, if I were a sexy woman, my life would be a lot easier.
And mine would be a lot more screwed up.
Hidey-ho, neighborette. May I ask why you thrash your trash?
I flirted to get out of a traffic ticket today. I sunk to the level of that saleswoman who sold Tim a whole case of useless cleaner.
Oh, you mean Liquid Wonder? I bought a whole case myself.
From the Liquid Wonder tramp?
Well, that is no way to talk about Kathy.
Kathy. Oh, Wilson.
Well, Jill, unfortunately, everybody at some time or another is susceptible to the wiles of the opposite sex.
Well, I come from the old school of feminism. I don't want to be wily. You know that I wasn't even aware I was flirting with that cop? For all I know, I may have been doing it the whole time in that job interview I had.
Well, unfortunately, in many societies, women are at a disadvantage so that subconsciously or consciously they flirt in order to level the playing field.
In other words, you guys own the stadium and we're just the pom-pom girls.
Well, I didn't make the rules. I'm just on the winning team.
All things stinks.
Well, I know who would agree with you. Charlotte Whitten, the Canadian feminist. She said that whatever women do, they have to do twice as well as men in order to be thought half as good.
I don't mind working twice as hard. It's these stupid games I don't want to have to play. I'm not going to let myself do it anymore. Mm. You men are so lucky you don't have to do that stuff.
Well, sometimes we do it anyway.
Oh, not you, Wilson.
Oh, it's true. Whenever I want that special book from Shirley the librarian, I roguishly flash my baby blues and eloquently quote the Greek philosophers. I disgust myself, but I always get the book.
Well, we finally managed to use up all the liquid wonder.
Wait. One more bottle.
Wow, Mom, you look nice.
Thank you.
Who died?
I'm not going to a funeral. I have my interview with Dr. Matthews. I'm trying to look serious and professional.
Hey, guys, I'm thinking, whoa, Mama!
What? Guys, go finish cleaning the garage.
We can't. We're all out of Liquid Wonder.
Use the Binford crap. You ever seen that suit? You look hot.
I don't look hot. I look serious and professional.
Come on, baby. Spin for daddy.
What is the matter with you? This is not sexy. I am almost completely covered up.
That's what's sexy about it. Gets me thinking about what you got covered up.
Well, maybe I should just wear, like, you know, a longer skirt.
Even sexier. Mystery of the unknown.
I could wear my burgundy pantsuit. That's the most conservative thing I have.
Nothing turns a man on more than conservative. Remember what a fan I used to be of Barbara Bush?
You're unbelievable. I should just go to this interview in my ratty old bathrobe and a shower cap.
The blue one with the ducks on it? Yeah.
Hello, I'm Jill Taylor. I have an appointment with Dr. Matthews.
Oh, he's just finishing with the other candidate. It shouldn't be long.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Brenda. I enjoyed meeting with you, and I'll be making my decision later today.
Thanks, Dr. Matthews. I know I can do a great job for you.
Mrs. Taylor?
Oh, Jill. Call me Jill.
I'll be with you in just a minute, Jill. I need to return a quick phone call.
Do you know anything about that woman?
I know that she has a 4.0 average and a skirt that's 5 inches too short.
Skirt.
What are you doing?
I'm cashing in my pom-poms for the keys to the stadium.
Jill?
Oh, hi. I'm just gonna need a few more minutes here. Dr. Matthews?
Back to our old look, are we?
Yes, we are. You know, I wavered for a minute there, but, the truth is, I object to women who flaunt their sexuality in order to get something. I know this because I have been one of those women at least 3 times this week.
I'm not sure I follow.
Look, I don't want to get this job based on how well I flirt. I have worked too hard for that. I have excellent grades, top skills in data analysis and research. I've led 3 study groups, and there's not a professor in this department that wouldn't give me a great reference.
Jill?
If I get this job, I want it to be based on merit and not on this.
What makes you so sure I'm not going to base this on merit?
Well, I don't know that. I mean, I'm not, you know, absolutely sure. Okay, here's the deal. This all started when my husband bought this wonder cleaning stuff from this really super sexy saleswoman. She was doing that hair flip thing, and then I got stopped for speeding, and I did the hair flip thing, and then I saw Brenda out there, and she's doing the hair flip thing.
Jill,
so
this may shock you, but there are some men who hire women based on their qualifications and not on how well they flirt.
And you would be one of those men. It is so nice to meet you. I knew the moment I saw you that you would be a man of great character and wisdom.
And I don't hire based on flattery, either.
No, of course not. So, even though I thought I blew it, he gave me the job based on my qualifications.
I'm very proud of you. And here is to the new job.
Thank you. So, I hope you learned something from all of this.
Yes, of course.
What did you learn?
Isn't it enough that I learned something? Do I have to explain it?
Well, you should have learned that a woman doesn't have to flirt to get what she wants.
Oh.
She can move ahead in her life with talent and honesty and determination and hard work. And... Are you listening to anything I'm saying?
I'm sorry about that. That bun is driving me crazy.
The bun?
And that granny getup. Hoo-ha!
No.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. It's downright balmy for January, isn't it, officer?
May I see your license and registration?
Of course. Yes, of course. They're in my jeans. They're kind of tight, though.
Sir, I clocked you going 50 miles per hour. The maximum speed is 35. I'm afraid I'll have to give you a ticket.
Hold on a minute. You know, I'm terribly sorry. And if you gave me a warning, you know, I promise I'd never do it again. Promise.
Sorry, sir. The law is the law.
But I'm sure you have the power to make an exception.
Sir, get out of the vehicle. I'm going to administer a sobriety test.
Your garage is full of Binford cleaner.
But this cleaner has the most powerful cleaning agent approved for your stupid.
You have a whole garage full of Binford cleaner.
Yeah, but not like this, honey. This is the most powerful cleaning solvent that